Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, if you're one of those people that whenever you have a spare 15 minutes or so, you find that you've picked up a controller and you've booted up the PlayStation or an Xbox or whatever console you fancy, maybe it's a Switch 2 if you're lucky. If you're going to have a quick game of something, but then next thing you know, an hour has passed and you're still there. Or maybe you're one of those players that's decided just to play a quick round of something before going to bed, only to discover you've forgotten to go to bed, then this is the podcast for you. This is Press X to Continue, and it doesn't matter if you're a seasoned pro with games. If you just dabble on your phone, everyone is welcome here. My name is Stefan Powell, and with me once again is the actor, comedian, streamer, Einel Tomlinson. How are you doing that today, Einel? You well?
I'm very good, thank you. And speaking of controllers, actually, I got myself like a couch console. It's like a box, right, that you put like your sweets in. It holds your drink. It keeps it like level. And it's got like a portable charger inside it, so you can charge your controllers when you're not playing. Come on.
That sounds excellent.
Ultimate gamer right here.
Where did you get that from? Send me the link. Sounds great.
Yeah, sure.
We have to talk Mario Kart, actually, Einel, don't we? I mentioned it, the Switch 2 earlier. Because we had fun the other day, didn't we? We hopped on Mario Kart with some of the Discord.
Yeah, we had like a Discord session on Mario Kart World on the Nintendo Switch 2. It was awesome, you know. It got proper competitive.
I'm going to shout out Andrew from the Discord right now, who is a menace with the red shells. Awful.
Big up Mongoose as well. Came in, like, started taking names left, right, and center. I'll tell you what I like about it, the community is really nice in the Discord. But when we play Mario Kart, no friends.
Oh,
no
rules.
Friends. That's the rules. No
Ippy
friends.
Ippy turns up and wins the first race. How dare you? Like, no decorum, but it was really fun. So we're going to be trying to do more of that in the coming months. So get involved in the Discord if you want to come and beat me and Einel at Mario Kart. Although, Einel, what's the big news? We're betting the lead here. We're hiding the new main story, which was
Stefan got his first victory.
Yes. First ever time I won a knockout tour. First ever time.
Listen, the Nintendo noise cancellation and on the voice chat is really good at not peaking the audio. But when Stefan won, audio went crazy. Nintendo Switch didn't know what to do.
It didn't at all. And now we're very lucky today to be welcoming back the esports host and streamer, content creator, PressX friend, the creator of the Continue Club name. It's Frankie Ward.
Hello. How are you doing?
Well, Frankie.
I was very excited about your face when Aina was talking about his special box of stuff.
I was going to say, I don't want to talk about myself. I need to talk more about the special box of stuff. Aina has just left his camera to go and get the special box of stuff. I'm sorry, but this sounds like something you find on TikTok shop, which has been sold by an elaborate video where someone has used a lot of single-use plastics and glitter, and they've just arranged things like those, you know, the Stanley Cup things, and then you can get like rubber silicone things that go around them and you drop in your nuts, etc. I feel like that's what Aina is going to be doing. He's going to be dropping his nuts all over this thing.
He's going to be doing just that. And for the purposes of those listening to this via audio, Aina is currently giving us a show and tell of said box.
I've got my wires in there because, you know, you always need your wires.
Yeah. Your wires are very organised, Aina.
Thank you very much. Got my controllers in here just in case. Got the PlayStation controller, you know, when you want to watch Netflix and stuff. Got the charger inside. USB-C at the top. Yeah, you just plug your controllers in. Come on.
Are you that organised? And Frankie, I bet you've got good wire management.
I've got wires everywhere. I'll show you my bag.
Oh, hello. Bags and nuts to start the episode. This is what we're here for.
Far too much money on this. But I've got a wicker basket of cables. This is like my, if I'm traveling, not light case. Gotta have an Ethernet for
Frankie,
a hotel room.
Wires are falling internet. All over the place.
What are you talking about? Pockets.
I am having an education,
a good dress. It has pockets. I cannot believe you. I know. Honestly, this is fine. Okay, take your plastic and get off of my webcam.
This is an education.
Easily recyclable.
Fine. Well, my heritage item. I'm going to pass it down to my daughter. It's very good quality fake leather. Thank you.
You're going to hate me. I've basically got an old box, which I think I've had a laptop in it at one point. So it's just the bottom half of a box, and it's just got all the cables just shoved in. All the gubbins in. There's a gubbins box, and it's just put away, and I don't have to think about it. But you both have inspired me. I might get myself some proper cable management going on.
Yeah.
This is legit. Well, very good. Frankie, lovely to have you back on. We love having you on the podcast, and it's great to have you here with us today. Now, let's start with some unpopular opinions, as we do. Plantum says, I think there should be some kind of hardware ban for obvious Smurfs. Now, Smurfs, it's a phrase that people use for experienced players who create new accounts to play against lower ranked opponents, which are really easy, right? That's what a Smurf is. I'm not 100% sure why they're called Smurfs, but whatever. Now, many games, says Plantum, have skill-based matchmaking, which is good for less skilled players, but it's not fun when some supposed new players end up beating half the lobby with ease because they're Smurfing. Now, Frankie, you've done a lot of work in the Counter-Strike space before, so have you come across this sort of thing? Do you agree with Plantum? We're talking hardware bans.
I think hardware ban is very serious. I do think, for example, in the case of Counter-Strike, it could call for a total ban. But the thing is, I'm sure there's a load of pro players who have Smurf accounts. I have played in a lot of ranked matches where someone is clearly like 40 bombing in the lobby. And you're just like, okay, right, you clearly are too high ranked to be in this lobby. And that can be really frustrating. It's also very frustrating, though, when someone offers to Smurf and it's just like, I'll boost you. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be boosted. One, because I'm not going to play with you every time. So that means that I'm just going to be terrible. But two, the insinuation that I need and want to be carried. So yeah, to be honest, maybe I'm with you, mate. Just ban them. Cry their PCs.
I'm a big fan of skill-based matchmaking. I think it's one of the best things about online play. And some people really hate it.
It depends on the game. Some games, if there's like huge team things, I like a mishmash of like some pro players and some newbies, and everybody has to kind of support each other. But like, it's really obvious when people are doing it, because it's like, it says, oh, your character's level 2, but they have like 105 kills. And it's like, hold on, they've played 5 matches? It's like, everyone can see the stats. So I don't know why everyone tries to... Why people try to do it? It's very easy to spot, but in terms of banning, it's a tough one. It's a tough one because you know what it is. Because I know like a lot of parents do it where their child would have an account, but then they'll also play on that account because like they want to be able to kind of protect them, and so they're utilizing the same accounts for various things. And sometimes it could be like the kid playing, and then sometimes it could be the adult playing. But like I don't know. It's a tough one.
It's a tough one, but Plantum feels strongly about it, and we like and I think it sounds like it's quite a popular opinion, to be honest with you. So thank you very much for sharing that. Get in touch, by the way. You can do the same on our Discord channel or on TikTok, Instagram, PressX Pod on Blue Sky and TikTok, and PressX Podcast on Instagram. You can share your unpopular opinions with us. We'll talk about it here on the podcast. Now, I think Mr. Zerkort, I think, is coming for me with this particular one, and possibly you as well, actually, Frankie, because you've got kids. So he says this, and hey, look, we're here, you know, where I'm happy to be targeted, that's fine. Mr. Zerikort says, it's not my problem if other people have kids, giving them less spare time to play games. I want a complex, rich playing experience. That's fair enough.
I'm staying out of this one.
That's fine. You're allowed to have that opinion. I just don't have time to play them, but you do, and that's cool. Can you get into the big 100-hour pluses, Frankie, or you just...
Last time, I think I played 100 hours plus on something that was Baldur's Gate 3, and I did spend a lot of the time when I was playing in hospital. So I'm absolutely fine with games being 100 hours plus. I think it just depends on the game. I'm just not necessarily going to play it. It's interesting when people who don't have kids have opinions about people who do. Shall we say? I think this could go into an entire other genre.
Yeah,
if we're not careful.
Yeah, but you know what?
We're here. Each to their own, yeah, etc.
Quite. And it's, you know, we're here. We like having polarizing different opinions on the podcast. You can share yours. And I'm sure lots of people agree with Mr. Zerko. I don't actually necessarily think it's down to people having kids or not. However, I hear you. We've raised it, and lots of people will agree. Some others won't, and there we have it. So there we go. Get your unpopular opinions into us. We love talking to you and with each other about them. So yeah, keep them coming in, please. Right, it is that time now for some trivia before we get into the meat of the podcast. Now, if you think you've got something to tell us or a question that will get us all scratching our heads, then, I mean, and to be fair, if you've looked at the leaderboard of our quizzing, it's not actually that hard to get us scratching our heads. I'm just going to get the leaderboard up here, Einel. Actually, it's not great, is it?
I hate it. I hate it, man.
So, Frankie, Einel has got 6 out of 24, right? So he's on a 25% record for our trivia so far.
Hold on, that many?
Yeah, that's quite good. You, Frankie, to be fair, you sit at 100%. But you are one from one. One from one. So that's fine. We won't talk about my stats. Now, you can basically submit your trivia questions and we will try and answer them here on the podcast, is the long and short of it. Only the producers can see the secret channel in our Discord. And so we have no idea what the questions are until we start recording. So it's very exciting. So this week's question is this.
Wants to be a continuer.
Specifically, with regards to video games, what were the Black Eyed Peas the first to do? Something that has later been done by artists like Lizzo, the Pussycat Dolls, Katy Perry, Paramore, and My Chemical Romance. So what were the Black Eyed Peas the first people to do? Frankie's got a smile on her face, like I think she knows the answer. No?
I have no idea. Is it something straightforward where they appeared in a Just Dance and they did like a bespoke version?
Could be,
song?
That's good. I'm thinking Just Dance. That's a good show. So Lizzo, Pussycat Dolls, Katy Perry, Paramore, My Chemical Romance and the Black Eyed Peas. They've done something in video games.
Maybe they did the mocap for the dancing.
Yeah.
For their song.
Frankie thinks she wants to keep 100% record. She's thinking deeply.
I do. And I'm trying too hard already. Just Dance is the obvious one, obviously. There's a lot of Black Eyed Peas songs in that game. So they could have had their avatars in the game. Although I always think of the Big Panda dancing to I Got a Feeling in Just Dance. Yeah. I'm a Just Dance connoisseur. But more, I'm more of an expert on the years 2017 to 2022,
the
I'm afraid.
Years.
Well, this for me was the PlayStation 4 starting to stream years. There's some very embarrassing videos of me just dancing on the internet. But I'm digressing.
Feel free to share. Frankie, feel free to share.
YouTube.com/FrankieWard.
There we go.
If you want to see me doing Gangnam Style, you just have to sub to me on
Twitch. Absolutely, we want to see you doing Gangnam Style.
Yeah, it's one of my top alerts. Now, I'm just trying to think. I wonder if it is something to do with... just licensing their image as a band in game as opposed to Just Dance. They're not edgy enough for like GTA, so it's not going to be.
Yeah, they're not the first music. Bands to do soundtracks or theme tunes.
Well, because you know what is it? Because like Just Dance is always covers, so maybe they actually just did the legit version of theirs.
Oh, yeah. Like the first to be actually licensed. Because yeah, it's not all covers. It's some of them. Britney Spears is always a cover. They don't have the license to do Britney Spears, so they always have like a made up band doing Britney. It could be. That's a good answer, I know, but I feel like you should have that.
We will bring you the answer at the end of the podcast, as ever. So just a reminder of the question. What were the Black Eyed Peas the first to do? Something that has later been done by artists like Lizzo, the Pussycat Dolls, Katy Perry, Paramore, and My Chemical.
Oh, it's still a tough one.
Romance.
So
it's
I
a
don't
hard
think
question.
Paramore's in Just Dance. I'm going to...
My Chemical Romance. Would My Chemical Romance be in Just Dance? Anyway, We'll sit on it. We'll percolate. Is that a word? Yeah, we'll let it percolate.
Yeah, can we come back to it?
We'll come back to it. It'll come
Frankie
to you.
Frankie needs some Googling time.
I'm not going to be listening. I'm just going to be thinking. Oh, my God. My hands are here. My hands are up here, boys. Yeah. No Googling.
Uh-huh. No cheating now, Frankie. I know you want to keep the 100% record, but come on, let's do it clean. let's talk about speedrunning, okay? We're going to talk about this on the podcast because recently we had Games Done Quick where loads of streamers and speedrunners of games got together to raise money for charity. They raised nearly $2.5 million, which is amazing, for Doctors Without Borders by speedrunning games like Sonic 2, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Blueprints and loads more. So we've got us thinking about speedrunning, really. We've never talked about it, Einel, have we, before speedrunning? Mm. But it's such like a... It's a community within the community, isn't it?
The community, the speedrunning community is insane. If you go down, you can go down like a YouTube rabbit holes of like people speedrunning and various techniques and how they found techniques and then how people have like evolved those techniques and managed to find other techniques based on that first technique. But like for me personally, I first tried to speedrun back in the day. This is in the 90s. Blockbuster Video, right? They had a competition, a Donkey Kong Country competition, where it was like a Nintendo Championship thing, and all the qualifiers were held in Blockbuster branches, and it was whoever could get the furthest in Donkey Kong Country from the very beginning, and what level they'd finish at, and where they were after, like, I think, I can't remember what the time it was like either 5 or 10 minutes or something like that, and then you'd record it, and the top people from each branch would then go off to like regionals, and then there'd be a final. Who was top in my branch?
Oh, yeah.
Turned out speed ran the ish out of that. And then I was like, sick. Because it was held over a couple of weeks. It was only on weekends. And then when it got to the final week, someone beat my time.
Oh, tragic. I just love the thought of Vinyl in a Blockbuster.
Yeah, 9 years old.
9 years old. Have you speedrun, Frankie? Is that something you like doing?
I have not speedrun. No. The closest I've got to speedrunning was playing a game called Shoe, where you would learn the mechanics of a new character that joined your party, and then at the end, a storm would chase you. This is from about 2016, this game, I think, and you'd have to just like run the rest of the level, which was terrifying, and there's a clip of me streaming it and screaming my head off that went viral in their office at Cosync, the publisher. But yeah, so that's my experience with speedrunning. I do have a favourite speedrunning clip, though, which is from like Awesome Games Done Quick, probably about 8 years ago, and it's when someone's streaming Final Fantasy VII and the big tragic Aerith moment happens, and someone in this like hotel, you know, windowless conference room, few people sat there, screams, and you have to look that clip up if you haven't seen it. It's my favourite clip probably on Twitch of like all time, definitely my top three.
Well, Frankie has given us loads of video content to go and check out. Her dancing speedrunning clip.
I'll tell you what, we've all got homework, Stefan.
And it turns out that a fact that I've just discovered mid-record, that our editor Cammy, who you know from our GTA updates, is a former multiple world record holder at speedrunning. Cammy.
Beats my Donkey Kong. I tell you what.
Bram Stoker's Dracula on the Game Boy, apparently, was one of his.
Nice.
And The Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse on the Master System.
Oh, I remember that one. Oh. Yeah.
Basically, speedrun. You're essentially finding a way. And so this is where speedrunners might get cross. Is my sort of interpretation of it. Are you essentially finding a way to break the game to make it go? Because I've watched people speedrun Mario 64, for example, and you're finding the gaps between the levels, right, and just jumping through. Is that kind of...
There's like no glitch runs is what they call it, is where you don't utilise those kind of things. But like, like whatever ways you can do it. And like, the communities are crazy. Like I went down a rabbit hole and finding Mario Kart shortcuts and how they evolved over the years when people did like world records for the time trials. And like people would be shaving like minutes off. And then all of a sudden it will go down to like tenths of a second, and then all of a sudden someone will find a new mechanic, and all of a sudden the records are like 30 seconds shorter now, and it's like it's crazy.
I've not like you, Frankie, it's not been my bag, but I enjoy watching people do it because I love the artistry of it, and I love the sort of time and energy that people put into it to get it done well. If you had to pick a game to give speedrunning a go at, what would it be?
I feel like, because I'm a glutton for punishment, so when you do the classic Resident Evil 2 run, you don't know if you're going to be able to complete the run until you've gone to the lock. I think it's a locker in the police station, and there's either a melee weapon or a gun in there. And if you don't get the gun, you have to restart the run. And there's part of me that feels like I'd want to do it just because if I got the melee weapon, I could just be like, okay, I'm done, guys, bye. But then if you've got the joy of finding the gun and you've got the community on side, but I kind of like the idea of that kind of like RNG wheel spin, like you're going, oh, open the locker, what is it gonna be? Yeah, I kind of like that. That's almost like an element of camp there that really plays into my style of streaming, guys.
I think I'd really like to try speed running a slow game. Does that make sense? So like trying to speed run something like Death Stranding, which I know is mad because you're walking and like because
I love that.
I'm sure people have done it.
I'm sure they have because it's almost like a marathon, right? Like speedrunning a game like Sonic, you're taken along by the sort of the flow and the trajectory of the speed of the game itself, so you feel like you're going fast. Whereas Death Stranding, you'd have to wait for the perfect, you know what I mean? Like you'd have to try and take the right angle to go over a mountain, and you're shaving. It's like watching the Tour de France when they're doing the hill sections as opposed to the downhill bits. Do you know what I mean? That would be quite fun. Slow
it's
torture.
It's what Kojima's always wanted, for people to speed run his game, skip all the cutscenes and just finish Death Stranding.
But we got our Death Stranding 2 review coming next week from Inel, because we went to an event. So we'll talk about that next week. But yeah, just like a slow game, trying to speed run a slow game, I think would be quite fun. I don't know. But yeah, how do they find the glitches in Inel? How do they just spend ages?
I think it's
it?
Just, well, nowadays it's a lot easier because people kind of document that stuff online and then people can do it. A lot of people, they use emulators to kind of find glitches and things, and then they can rewind, try it again. And then once they master it, then they'll try and do it live on like a stream and stuff for like people to watch. But like in general, a lot of people use like emulators and stuff, and they just try to glitch certain things and find out certain things about a game. Yeah.
Apparently, I've just been told from producer David, the Death Stranding speedrun record is 3 hours and 44 minutes and 41 seconds. So it
that's
can
skipping,
be done.
That's skipping the cutscenes. Come on.
That is... That's just
the
just
last cutscene is like 3 hours alone itself.
Yeah. So fair play. 3 hours, 44 minutes and 41 seconds. Very good. Very good. So look, if you're a speedrunner and you think that me and Frankie should give it a go, what do you love about speedrunning? Let us know. Get in the Discord, comment on social media, get in touch, get involved in the conversation. Love to hear it. I just love people's passion about this stuff. You know, whether you could spend, I love anybody that spends 10 hours trying to be a better putter at golf, or whether someone spends 10 hours to get... shave a few minutes off their Death Stranding speedrun. I love that. I love that passion and that sort of enthusiasm.
It's the pressure, though. It's the pressure because, like, any little mess up, because some of these games are like, they can last like 5, 6, 7, 8 hours.
And yeah.
You could just have to mess up one time. That's it. That's the whole run done.
Goodness, that is pressure. So yeah, look, let us know what do you think about speedrunning. We'd love to hear from you. Right, let's have a quick update about GT6 then. What's the latest?
The press X to continue. GT6 update.
In the time since GTA 5 released in 2013, the musical artist Tyler, the Creator, has put out 6 full-length albums. That's Cherry Bomb, Flower Boy, Igor, Call Me If You Get Lost, Chromacopia, and Don't Tap the Glass. There's no relevance, I just like Tyler, the Creator.
That was the Press X to Continue GTA 6 update.
And there we have it. Thank you very much to editor Cammy for our update there on Grand Theft Auto. Right, let's have a review of a game, shall we? Frankie, you're up this week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
What have you been playing? Tell us all about it.
I have been playing The Autos from 11-Bit Studios. It's available, I think it's available on everything. I've been playing it on Xbox Games Pass because then I can just go from computer to laptop. I've been trying to play it on my phone, actually, through cloud gaming, which has been really interesting because suddenly I've had to learn the controls on a controller as opposed to keyboard and mouse. But yeah, I've just been really, really into it. It is a game about a space miner called Yandolsky, and you land on this very mysterious planet and all your crewmates have died. This happens in the first minute of the game, hashtag no spoilers here. but then you have to learn to survive, and there's a substance on the planet called rapidium that They are very excited, your colleagues back on Earth, that you've discovered. And it turns out it can be used to make clones. So to survive, Yan makes these alters. So they're not just clones. They are clones that have been created from branching narratives of his life. So what if, you know, it's a basically like a sliding doors moment. So you have multiple different potential life paths. And then as you open up alters, potentially they have other life paths as well. There are 11 alters in the game. And I believe over the course of the game, you'll unlock up to 8 of them. I met someone in my stream the other day who only actually did his run with 3. But I would highly recommend getting as many as you can, because the performances are all by the wonderful Alex Jordan. And he's given like different vocal inflections to all of his characters. So his main Yan is, original Yan is American, but like the refined is like this surfer dude. He's kind of very relaxed, based on this much more chill archetype. And your task is to obviously resource manage and mine your way into getting enough resources to build things and get yourself out of the situation of being burned by the sun and moving on to the next thing. Oh no, there's another obstacle. How do we stop ourselves getting burned by the sun? But it's also to keep all your alters happy, because of course they're very depressed at their reality of being a copy of someone. What's going to happen to them and how do they all get along?
Yeah, so is it like, is it weirdly sort of like The Sims in that sense? Is it, or is it more, are you, is it not third person, first person? What's the...
So it's an interesting one. So 11-Bit Studios, and being a medium-sized studio, you know, obviously Frostpunk was a huge breakout for them a few years ago. They're not going to give you loads of heavily animated cutscenes. You get the occasional kind of significant moment that's beautifully kind of crafted and drawn, but and you have these little dialogue moments. But I would say there's the resource management aspect of The Sims, in the sense that you're placing alters in different places, but obviously you're having genuine feeling conversations between yourselves and these Sims, these alters, and you're, there's a psychological element where you're trying to keep them happy. And one of the alters you can unlock is a doctor. And if you unlock them, then you have the potential to unlock a shrink, they call it in the game. So like a therapist as well. And it's up to you to decide whether you want to put your resource there or not.
Yeah.
So I would say if you're a fan of The Sims, you're going to enjoy it. But I think I haven't played like Satisfactory, but I think that kind of element where you are creating you're creating mining outposts, you're having to connect these different areas of the planet via pylons. It's a lot sexier than it sounds, guys. I'm very into my pylons. And you're also trying to avoid being killed by these things called anomalies as well, which will give you a blast of radiation. So there's a slight combat element involved, although it's not too technical. It's just those kind of moments are much more about, have you saved enough battery life in order to shine a light on the things, as opposed to having to like kick and punch and, you know, shoot your way out of things.
Yeah.
So the hardest element of the game for me personally, being a mother, not having much time, is if you mistime certain things, or you place your faith in putting all your resource into mining metals, for example, rather than minerals, then you may die or have your alters rebel on you, and that will have an end game situation. And the game only saves at the end of each day. So I've had to go back multiple days to try and save my game, as opposed to starting from the scratch, because I have ended up in situations where I've started my scientist researching something and he's taken 8 hours to do it. And then at that 8 hours, you need to have another 8 hours to make something. And it turned out I only had 12 hours to get the task done.
Yeah.
Which is so frustrating. Yesterday I spent about 6 hours and I only got through a couple of days. And so I didn't sleep very well last night.
I feel like it's got under your skin.
Everything I did wrong.
I feel like it's got under your skin though, Frankie, in like a good way, by the sounds of it. Like you know.
It has. It really has. I actually met Alex, who plays the Yans, the other day. So I was like, okay, I wanted to play it anyway when I seen it marketed. But then I also kind of did feel like I needed to play it, because now I'd met Yan and I didn't want to upset him or any of the other Yans that he plays. So I felt like I needed to keep grinding with this game, and I'm still only in Act 2. But I am very much sucked in. I think because it's got such a strong narrative element, because you have all the different stories of the alters, plus the overarching narrative, plus that sense of responsibility and the satisfaction when something goes right, as well as some tricky ethical moral dilemmas that especially come in Act Two. It's really captured me because it's also not about mechanical skill. It's very much about strategic management
planning,
but like in a cool way, you know. There's drama involved, there's space involved, there's minerals. What more could you like? I love a rock.
Breeze past that. I know.
Sounds like my kind of game. Definitely does. It sounds right up my alley. I love like kind of games where you have to kind of be strategic with what you have to do with the time that's allotted to you. And I know Alex, and Alex is a fantastic, versatile actor. He's been in so many amazing games, and I'm glad that he's getting his dues, so to speak, because he's been in so many amazing franchises. And some uncredited, some credited, obviously. That's just how it is in the UK. And I think this is like his standout game. But this is where it puts his talent and it on display and lets it shine. It lets people know how versatile he is, because he's been in Cyberpunk, he's been in Dragon Age, but like now it's the Alters and it's him. So yeah.
Yeah. No, it looks really cool. I really like it. And for those of you in a similar situation to me and Frankie, when we've got to look at the clock, not everybody's got to be like that, Mr. Zercourt, but some of us do. We're about 20 hours is one way, is you can get it, you can play in about 20 hours or can stretch over 50, Frankie. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, I don't actually know how many hours I spent in so far. I mean, literally, because we're at home, I'm going to tell you. This is so boring. I'm so sorry. Hopefully we can edit out the drum roll moment. No, I don't want to see the ultimate game sale, Xbox.
Whilst you're finding that.
20.8 hours. I am in.
And she's only Act 2.
I think I'm probably going to spend about 35 hours by the time I finish. But you don't have to spend that long, because you can, you know, it just depends on how you spend your time in the game. And also, just don't mess up like I have. Get good and you'll be fine.
Now, the Metacritic score puts it at a healthy 84, so really good. Metacritic, of course, is the sort of aggregation of all the critic scores. You can get it for £29.50 on Steam, £29 in the PS Store, £30 on Xbox, but like Frankie said, she's playing it on Game Pass. Would you recommend this to someone, Frankie? Would you tell someone to wait till it's on sale, not to bother? What would you say?
I would say play it now. I think I know that there was a bit of a hoo-ha online to do with some translation and some AI in the films. So I know that the game is probably potentially had a moment where people were kind of put off. But I think when you think about the amount of effort and time that people have put in, real people have put into this game, and, you know, hopefully they've also set an example for things that shouldn't be done by developers and by themselves in future. I think it's a game that deserves to be seen and deserves to be played, because I think coming out at the same time as Expedition 33 and Death Stranding 2 is difficult to get seen, but I genuinely think there's a lot to love here. And I think I haven't played a game like it before, and yet it feels like a game that I've wanted to play before, so I definitely would recommend it. And also, just Alex is, as I now was mentioned, a phenomenal performance from him, and it's worth hearing.
High praise from Frankie Ward for The Alters. So go and check it out. If you've played it as well, let us know what you think. You know what to do. Find us on social media, PressX Pod on Blue Sky and TikTok, PressX Podcast on Instagram. Get involved in the Discord conversation. We'd love to get your take on The Alters. Let us know. Now, lots of people talking about Tony Hawk Pro Skater at the moment, aren't they? Because it's people are playing it. It's all over social, all over my social media. Anyway, I don't know about you guys. I just can't move for clips of Tony Hawk again.
I'm getting all sorts of reels of Michelangelo doing stuff.
It's everywhere. Everywhere. Now, the development team behind Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 has announced that a controversial Easter egg in the game is going to be removed. So players found, I don't know if you read about this, but players found a copy of Guitar Hero inside a trash can inside one of the levels, the water park level. Now, although the game is a remake, it's one of three completely new levels. And the people who made the game said they're investigating how the virtual version of Guitar Hero ended up in the trash can. And saying that they've got the utmost respect for anyone who develops games, and they're not saying that Guitar Hero is trash. So, on that note, we just thought we'd use that as a jumping off point to talk about Easter eggs. Do you like Easter eggs in games?
I don't. God bless the internet for like putting those things together and being like, oh my gosh, they're slagging off Guitar Hero. Like, this is, I don't know, like a reunion, the big reunion of boy bands, except it's actually just like video game developers. That is bizarre.
Doing it as a laugh, and then next thing you know, it causing this furore. Is, oh, did you forget to take that out? Oh no, it's still in there.
It's like the most innocent sounding Easter egg I've ever heard of.
I love it when games cross streams like this though, Frankie. I love it when people nod to other people's work. I think it's quite fun.
Me too. Although now I'm like struggling to think of one. I need a moment to think. I know. Eggs. Crack some, please.
Donkey Kong Country used to have a whole bunch. Rare were like fantastic back in the day of like adding in little Easter eggs and things. Like little, there'll be like a Mario hat like sprinkled somewhere in the background of a scene and things like that. I feel like we've lost, like since the internet has come like the big thing, I feel like we've lost so many of these Easter eggs, because they used to just do it all the time in games. Whereas now it's, I don't know. Like the last major one that I really enjoyed was, like, I didn't really know about it, was the like Animal Crossing on the GameCube. And when it came to Christmas, like one of the animals would give you a present, and it would be a NES game that you could just play, like the full NES game. Like, here you go, here's Excitebike. And then you can go into your house and play Excitebike on the NES. And it's like, what? It's like, yo, I was like, that is amazing.
That is
but
cool.
Like, We just don't get that stuff anymore.
Is this a licensing thing? Because, you know, you could, like, because you'd probably have to, get the license.
They'll just sell it rather than do that.
So here's a couple of fun ones for you, Frankie, to get your brain working. So in Uncharted 3, there's a newspaper in the bar where the front page of that newspaper has got a story of a fungal outbreak, which is obviously then the story for The Last of Us. Now, made by the same developer, so that's nice and easy. The Ocarina of Time can be crafted in Animal Crossing, so that's quite fun. loads of Pokemon games reference the "Hi, I like shorts. They're comfy and easy to wear," which is a line from the original Pokemon Red and Blue. The precursor orb from Jack and Dexter appears in The Last of Us 2, apparently. Kojima makes a cameo in Cyberpunk 2077. So there's some of them knocking around, but
he's in a hotel bar, just chilling with a drink.
Not as much as they used to be, maybe. I know, that's right. Maybe we should bring back the Easter egg, Frankie.
Yeah. Oh, I used to love it.
You can play Crash Bandicoot in Uncharted 4, I think.
That sounds fun.
You can play. You can definitely play Crash Bandicoot in a game. I'm pretty sure it's Uncharted 4, but I apologize if I'm wrong on that one. There's definitely, I think playing games within games is actually like a classic. I'm sure there must be like a Liquipedia somewhere, Wikipedia somewhere that actually like charts where you can find games within games.
Yeah, you could play the original Donkey Kong in Donkey Kong 64, I remember. Rare used to just chuck them in.
Yeah, you can, and Crash Bandicoot, there is Easter egg is in Uncharted 4. You're right, Frankie, so nailed it. I can remember even like playing Tekken back in the late 90s, it would have, instead of a loading screen, it would have Space Invaders.
Yeah,
I'd spend ages playing Space Invaders before getting my head kicked in as Paul or whoever I used to play as in Tekken. I was so rubbish at Tekken. So bad. But look, let us know if you like Easter eggs. What Easter eggs have we missed out? There's millions of them out there probably that we've not even scratched the surface on. So let us know. Get involved in the conversation and we will do that. Right then. Okay, shall we give you the answer to this week's trivia question?
I'm going to give you an answer. I think that they're the first band to do record a live performance for a game. So they're the first band to be visually represented in a game, giving a performance.
Okay, live performance is Frankie's answer. The question was, in case you can't remember it, what were the Black Eyed Peas the first to do? There's something then later done by artists like Lizzo, Pussycat Dolls, Katy Perry, Paramore and My Chemical Romance in games. What would they do? So Frankie, that's a good answer. Ainel, what are you saying?
I think I'm probably going to stick with them having them doing a live their performance in Just Dance.
Okay, I'm going to say that they were the first band to record lines as characters. Is that what you say again, Frankie?
Yeah, that could be good.
I said doing a live performance. Live performance. Being characters. I think yours is probably more likely though, Stefan.
So live music performance from Frankie. I'm saying just doing lines like, hi, if you want to collect that egg, go to this town or something like that.
Hang on a second. Do the Will I Am, like the American
Absolutely
accent?
Absolutely not. It's hard enough doing this one, Frankie, right? Let alone any other ones. Right. The answer is... Oh, okay. This is hard. This is... Whoever put this trivia question, this is hard. None of us have got it right. Okay,
Gave away a game with their album or something. I don't know.
That's a good idea. That's a good show. The answer is the Black Eyed Peas were the first to record their music in Simlish for The Sims.
Oh, that's a great question.
Snap, I didn't know that.
That's a great
Els
question.
Would have got that one, I
Els, maybe Els would have got that. Soon after, loads of other artists have done the same. There's no commonality between the songs in Simlish, so one word in one song might be totally different in another. So it's not an actual language, like, I don't know, Elvish from Lord of the Rings or whatever. So the writers just make it up every
time. That's
good. So, yeah. That's a good question. It's a good question, but it's hard. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the leaderboard.
They're all hard. We've not had any easy ones.
That is true. So the leaderboard. Frankie, you now have a 50% record.
Oh.
Still pretty high.
Cutting it off.
Is still high. To be fair, Frankie, that puts you in. For people who've had more than one question, that puts you in second place, actually.
Thank you. Still higher than Anel's, right?
Higher than Anel. Anel's at 24%. Yeah. Stefan's at 15%. So let's just freeze past that and let's move on. So yeah, good question. Now you can put your questions to us. Go to the Discord channel. There's an empty channel there where we can't see. You can put your questions in there and we will try and fail to get the answers right here on the podcast. Any other closing thoughts before we say thank you very much? See you next week.
I'm still... Listen, well done to the community, innit? Because these questions each week... Because at first I thought, yeah, they're going to peak, innit? And then they're going to start getting trash. They're getting better every time.
They're getting good.
I'm like, I've never heard of any of these. I was like, wow, there's some fantastic questions. Well done.
Frankie, we'll have to get you involved in our next community Mario Kart sesh, by the way.
I would love to, if someone can send me a Switch too.
All right, fine. Let's get, okay. Campaign to get Frankie
one
a Switch too.
One step at a time.
Oh, what game can we jump on with you then? What PC, let's have a think. What game should we play with Frankie? What can we get
the
online
finals.
And play with Frankie?
I haven't played the finals, but I'm more than happy to download it. Obviously, Fortnite,
finals
but that's
fantastic.
A four player.
And it's free to play.
Yeah,
and you're probably really good at that. And you probably, I mean, Peak says, can you?
I so
Peak
play
great,
Peak.
Yeah.
Should we play Peak
play
with Frankie?
Peak.
Okay, let's
I haven't
play
played
Peak.
It yet. So, again, I've just been watching videos of Alex Jordan playing Peak, and they are very funny.
Okay, well, Peak.
Sounds like you're obsessed, Frankie.
On the list.
I am. He's my new best friend. He does not realise it yet, but he is my new best friend.
Yeah. Does he need to get one of those orders just to make sure that you maintain a respectable distance?
Quite possibly. He's very busy. He's constantly out of the country, he tells me. I'm not sure I believe it.
Frankie, it's been a joy to have you back on. See you next week. And that is it for this episode of Press X to Continue. Now, don't forget to get involved by messaging us on Press X Pod. That is TikTok and Blue Sky and Press X Podcast on Instagram. And we will get you involved in the Discord as well. We'd love to see you in there. We're pausing our retros for a little bit, so we're going to be back with you on Tuesday for more fun. So until then, see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.